Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things says he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of a seven golden candlestick. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evils. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. May the Lord bless his word. Apostle John was in the small island Patmos, 60 miles west from Ephesus, lonely island, and he was exiled in that small island because of the testimony of Christ. And he was persecuted under the Roman government, under the Emperor Domitian. And he was old, and he was in that island. And one day, the heaven was open. And he saw his beloved Lord 60 years ago. He witnessed resurrection of Christ. And soon after, he witnessed the ascension of the Christ on the Mount Olive. And 6 decades later, now, the heaven opened, and he saw the vision, the Lord Jesus Christ, his beloved Lord, appeared again. Isn't that wonderful? His condition was so bleak, and he was under persecution and lonely, but there was a great, glorious vision. Ezekiel had the same experience. He was captivated in the land of Babylon, and he was in the river Kabar, and the heaven was open, and glory he saw. And he saw our Lord Jesus Christ. He was moving around in the midst of the seven lampstands, and which represent churches in Asia. And our Lord said he know everything. In Old Testament time, the priest get into the sanctuary and taking care of candlesticks by supplying oil and trim the wicks. And our Lord knew everything for the churches in Asia. And the first church to the Ephesus, and he said the two things, commendation and criticism. His commendation is, it's wonderful. It's a labor, their labor, their works, and their patience. They had a service for the Lord. And they did not tolerate the false teachers. You know, Ephesian assembly was really peculiar. 3 missionary journeys, the Apostle Paul went a certain spot, and he stayed there, Thessalonian city, he stayed 3 consecutive Sabbath. But in Ephesus, he stayed there for 3 years, and he put much effort, with the tears, and he just took care of them day and night. When he came back to the Jerusalem on the 3rd missionary journey, in the Miletus, he just warned the Ephesian elders, beware of grievous wolf. But when we see the 1st Timothy, we found that There is a false teachers in the Ephesian church. And Apostle Paul just charged Timothy, remain there to correct the problem. After that, 3 decades later, crisis came up. And Christ commanded the Ephesian assembly, they did not tolerate the false teachers. But here, our Lord criticized and scolded them that they left from first love. Our Lord is a righteous judge. In the Revelation, our Lord is a creator. Because of that, he is worthy to be praised, worshipped. And he is a redeemer. And as well as he is righteous judge. When you look around the whole world in politics, there is a court. But so many times there is an unfairly judged. And that is so prevalent. Many times people are disappointed because of that. But our Lord, his judgment is perfect. He knew everything and he judged everything righteously. That's why we really praise our Lord Jesus Christ. He is a right judge. And here, our Lord said, you departed from first love. Henry Scougal was a 17th century Scottish theologian and author. He lived only 28 years. 1 year before his death, he said this, the worth and excellency of a soul is to be measured by the object of love. Our Lord Jesus Christ is worthy to be loved because he loved us. He loved us when we were enemy against God. And that's why we realized what is our love, true love. And then when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, we experience the first love. When I was 11 years old, I was by the grace of the Lord. I went to the tent meeting. And first time, even though I grew up in the Methodist background, but I never heard the gospel. The first time, the brother, Mr. E.A. James, he preached the gospel that night. And I was really challenged. And thereafter, 1.5 years later, I got saved. And during which time, I was totally terrified. I remember that is a faithful rebuke of the Holy Spirit to my heart. And eventually I got saved. And while after I got saved, I just attend the assembly. Nobody just asked me to go to the regular meeting of the assembly. And I just sit down and listen to the word of God from the pulpit. It was so sweet. Sweeter than the honeycomb. I love to read the Bible. And I began to love our brothers and sisters. I love the assembly. Assembly is the place that I just grew up. You know, all those things, as far as my personal experience, that is a first love. Think about the Mary Magdalene. She was possessed by 7 demons. But when she met our Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus drove out all the demons and she became perfect, enjoyed the liberty. You know, she served the Lord with a possession. On the morning of the resurrection, it's still dark. And with some women and Mary Magdalene went to the sepulcher. And there, she tried to find out the Lord's body. Isn't that a first love? Apostle Paul, he was a persecutor, an injurious and blasphemer. And he was on the Damascus road, and he was completely changed. And he persecuted the churches, and he hated Jesus. But when he went into the city of Damascus, and he preach Jesus Christ. And we know the whole life, he was consistently, he loved the Lord with the first love. Think about the Lord. He was a believer. He loved Sodom. He went down the Valley of Jordan. And he was sitting on the gate of the Sodom. He was worldly successful. But he departed. We know Demas. He was a walk with Paul. But one day, he loved the world and went to Thessalonica. We know the Samson, he was a born Nazarite. But he loved the Philistine women. We know the story. You know, the first love. Ezekiel, just telling us the history of the Israel. Jeremiah. Jeremiah, he just said in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 2, he said, "Go and cry in the ear of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousal, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness in a land that were not sown." Jeremiah, just telling us in the Israel's history, he talking about the betrothal love, early love. You know, the Israel nation was emancipated from the land of Egypt and passed through the Red Sea and went to the wilderness and finally reached the Mount Sinai. And until that time, they have a love for the Lord. But thereafter, idolatry just came in. Apostle Paul said, covetousness is our idolatry. There are many idolatries in this world. Myself, family, money, business, celebrity, sports, entertainments, education, degree, so many things might be interposed between God and me. And I'm going into, if I do not really taking care of myself, slowly we are going into the idolatry. We never bow down to the stone image, but our heart is slowly slip into that kind of condition. In English word, that is, I believe is a loan word, ennui is a French word that means English community just loan it and use it. It means a tediousness, listlessness, and boredom, and no more refreshing, and no more excitement. You know, young people, men and women, just look at each other, and they said, "I want to see you." That is a first love. But because of some reason, they just slip into, they begin to feel insensitive, indifferent. We call it the ennui of marriage. If we are get into that kind of stage, the marriage get into the big trouble. You know, spiritually, it's much the same. What is ennui, spiritual ennui in our life? Let's think about the Jacob. Jacob and Rebecca really want a blessing. And we know that the Lord revealed the revelation while the Rebecca had a conceived during the pregnancy, and the Lord appeared. So their family is divided, and mom and Jacob, and the father and Esau is divided. Jacob cheated his father and his older brother, and eventually he had ran away from his hometown to the Haran. There, a strong man waiting for him. And he was cheated by Laban in his marriage affair, in his wage affair. And he stayed there, and he married. And the next morning when he woke up, he found out a different woman. And thereafter, he had four wives and produced many children with a small payment from Laban. He is a believer, but he is just working from early morning to the late evening. And for 20 years, almost 20 years, he's just running and running and running. You know, we just read in Genesis chapter 28. And when he went to the Haran, in the Bethel, he saw the visions, ladders and angels coming down and going up. And he heard the voice of the Jehovah. And he listened to the covenant. And he even vowed unto the Lord. But when he went into the Haran and stayed there, sojourned for 20 years, we never read any record about he erected altar and calling the name of Jehovah. He stayed there. But he is gradually falling down into something. Our Lord Jesus warned us in Luke chapter 21, verse 34, and take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and a care of this life, and so that they come upon you unaware. Average Christian do not usually get into surfeiting or drunkenness, but we are easily falling down into the care of our lives, unless we're really taking care of ourselves, unless we receive the warning of the Lord. There is a small distance between the necessity and the idol. As a breadwinner, the father has to go out into the work and to bring an income to taking care of wives and children. Otherwise, he is a lazy father and he is irresponsible. So he has work. But sometimes in the work and work, and work. And if we do not really have an intimate fellowship, and we just walk and walk and work, and we will slowly, unaware, unconsciously, or consciously, we just fall into the care of our day. Sometimes, while we are working for the home, for family, but temptation just came. And spirit of the keep up with Jones is coming our hearts. And unconsciously, we just go into the burden of the care, daily care. That is pitfall of the many Christians. We have a spiritual ennui. So we are thinking about two things logically. No one can say, include me, I am completely immune from this kind of problem. So we would like to think about the two things. As a Christian, we are always exposed to this kind of problem because there is a Satan, there is a world, and there is a flesh. So we have to care of ourselves. Our Lord gave us two time units to care of our daily life as a Christian life. Number one is today. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday, I had a victory, but that is gone. Yesterday, I was defeated, but that is gone. I cannot control it. I cannot touch it. Yesterday is a past. Past is gone. And tomorrow is not yet come. I cannot touch it. I cannot handle it. I'm just waiting. All kind of possibility. I can wait. But today is something, the scope that in which I can work by the trusting in the Lord, with expecting His grace. We just want to depend upon the Lord. And we just pray that the Lord grant us to today's job while we are trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to walk today with the faith because today is the realm that I can do something. So we need a spiritual inventory for myself. While I was driving in New York City, there are so many car accidents because of the high speed in the street. A new mayor came and he declared that every street, except a very few streets, and every street is 25 miles per hour. And thereafter, so many cars are caught by the CCTV, and $50 each time, $50 penalty was paid. So city of New York got lots of money because of this. But because of that, to avoid the $50 fine, I have to always checking out my dashboard for the speed. Otherwise, I will be caught up and I have to pay. Spiritually, we have to take care of myself. We just read the Bible. We just read the Word of God. And Word of God is a mirror. When I just read it, my condition is really well reflected in the Word. You know, we need intimate fellowship with the Lord every day. Where is my closet? My desk? A student is a library study section, or subway, or bus, or even driving seat, or even in a kitchen sink, or even in a toilet, where we just sit or stand, we just read the Word of God, or we meditate the Word of God. You know, we just think about our Lord Jesus Christ. Take time. And if our heart is really cooled down, our enthusiasm to the Lord is just dwindled down, and our interest is getting smaller, our fervency is just slowly disappear unto the Lord, then I have to check it daily. By the reading of the Word, when I read in the type of the law, when I read the wisdom book in the Bible, when I read the prophecy in the Old Testament, when I read the gospel in which we can clearly see our Lord Jesus Christ, how He was born, how He grew up. At 12 years age, He said, he declared that I have to occupy, preoccupied with the Father's business. He already declared. And in the public ministry, we know how much he was rejected, how much he was ridiculed, how much he was opposed by so many people. He knew it. He came here. He went to the cross and he suffered and he died. Whenever I just read it, if my heart is cooled down in the morning or in the afternoon, I just open up the word and verify what our Lord Jesus Christ did and remind it. And then our heart is really changed. We need a closet, my own closet. We need a spiritual inventory and to check out my condition every day. That is the only way that we can keep up our first love. That is my duty. And this is all your duty. This is not just a duty. This is a holy privilege as well. Now, there is another time unit our Lord just gave us. That is week. You know, in day in and day out, our Lord Jesus Christ on the Mount, Sermon on the Mount, our Lord said, don't take care of yourself. Do not be in the anxiety. Don't be captivated with the care. Care is not spiritual. That is not fit to Christian. And our Lord said, if you have a worry, and just put it, if the tomorrow's worry, and take it, commit it to the tomorrow. And if you are angry, don't sin not. And you have to reconcile with your spouse or friends. And you have to solve that problem before the sunset. Each time, today is our unit. Today is our scope that we have to do something. But God gave us another unit. That is a week. Before we go into the assembly on the Lord's Day morning and get seated and look at the two emblems, what Apostle just telling us that examine yourselves. If you have your idols in your heart, and how you can come on here and sit there and with the idols in my bosom, and how can I remember our Lord Jesus Christ? So Lord said through Apostle Paul, he said this, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup at the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. We cannot hold any problem, any idols, and come here and to remember the Lord. Two things cannot coexist. We just ask the Lord to give us a grace that daily and weekly we just take care of ourselves and to preserve our first love, you know, continuously. You know, the first love is being departed. Is the problem, source of problem. Likewise, the love of money is all kind of source of problem. The leaving, departing from the first love is a source of every kind of problem. Now we are thinking about the second issue. What if our heart is now really cold, and I don't have any interest in the Lord, And my life is really inclined to the world. And my interest is toward these fascinating things in this world. And how we can go back to the Lord. Abraham, he was called from the Ur of Chaldee, and he came into the land of Canaan. When he arrived in the land of Canaan, he just erected an altar between the Ai and the Bethel and called the name of the Lord. But in Genesis chapter 12, just telling us that he just slowly moving down the south, which is Negev. And that time, the famine came. And that was a test of God unto Abraham. Our belief, our faith is always tested by the Lord. And that time, he decided, let's go to Egypt. And while he was going to the Egypt, he just said with wife, let's, if we go down there, that's a terrible place. There is nobody, just no God. And I am very dangerous. So you are my sister and I am your brother. We know what happened in the land of Egypt. He almost could lost his wife. But God was gracious and God intervened in right time. And the Pharaoh just let Sarah go. And they came back to the original place, the Bethel. You know, our Lord said, if you are departed from the first love, and Revelation chapter 2, verse 5 said, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. We have to go back to the place that we just departed. You know, we just think about this issue. Let's think about the two disciples went back to the Emmaus. Cleopas, I believe that another man, another person is possibly his wife. And they had a great anticipation about our Lord Jesus Christ. They are followers of the Lord. They always hurt because of their nation is crushed by the Roman Empire. Roman soldiers despise them. And everything is upside down. And the national pride is gone. And their life is really, really hard. And always those people really want the redemption of Israel from the hard grip of the Roman Empire. But a few days ago, their dreams and their hopes is completely shattered. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who was their hopes, died on the cross, such in weakness. And so they just went back to the town of Emmaus. But we know the Lord Jesus Christ, with keen interest, came to them and tried to speak them, tried to initiate the conversation. You know, depressed person doesn't have any interest. They are self-centered. They just want to put up with a blanket and close eye and they sleep and they don't care about the world. They are just to get involved with the self-occupation. These people was really depressed, in despair, and they went to Emmaus. And they have lots of complaint against because their whole hope was shattered. But Lord Jesus Christ came and walked with them and begin to talk and let them talk. They just ventilate their complaint to the Lord. And from that point, our Lord and the disciple begin to talk each other. But Lord is going to tell them. In the Old Testament, law and prophets. And Lord said, the Messiah came into this world And he had to suffer first and then have a glory. You know, we know that story is going, and eventually the time is far spent and sun is now going set down. And when I read the Luke chapter 24, it's really, really encouraging word. That is constraint. These two person just ask the Lord, why don't you come in my house, our house, and have a supper? Depressed people never, ever suggest this kind of things. They don't have any initiative. They are always passive. They don't have any interest in other person. But now they have changed. They clearly changed. Lord, why don't you come in my house and have a supper? So our Lord just came with them in that house. They sit on the table and the supper is ready. When I see these pictures, this is quite a blessing, because the Lord was stood. And before they eat, the Lord take a bread and the blessing. Isn't that wonderful? This house, the host is probably Cleopas. But our Lord is a host, and he took the bread and blessed. But at that time, two persons, I believe, they saw the pierced hand. It was a pierced hand. You know, sooner or later, the Lord disappeared. And these people just talked to each other on the road. Did our heart was really burnt. And then they just returned to Jerusalem. It was quite late, nighttime. But they didn't care. And they had enthusiasm and went back to the Jerusalem. They joined the disciples. You know, in this situation, two persons saw the pierced hand. When we see the pierced hand of our Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot resist. We cannot afford anything. We are just falling down into the world, or departing from the love of the Lord. If our heart is really cooled down and departed from the Lord quite a distance, then we can go back to the original place. And these persons saw the pierced hand. You know, we have this song, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." We have a believer's hymn books. We have a wonderful verse like this: "Savior, we remember thee, thy deep woe and agony, all the suffering on the tree. Savior, we adore thee. Calvary, oh Calvary, mercy vast unfathomed sea, love, eternal love to me. Savior, we adore thee." Whenever we look at the pierced hand and pierced feet of our Lord, and when we look at his back, plow his back, and we look at his face, his visage is so marred than any man. His form is more than sons of men. And his side was penetrated by the spear of the Roman soldier, and from which the blood and the water just pour out. Can he afford that we are just to make a distance from the Lord, even though we look at this precious blood flow down from the Lord? That is the way that we can go back to the first love. The Lord Jesus Christ loved us, and he is worthy to be loved by us. And this is the way that our life is really happy with the Lord, and our life is just maintained in a normal condition. remember, the Song of Songs just telling us the love is likened to the wine. On this world, there are so many stuff, so many things. With the time, their value is depreciated. Nowadays, people know the price, but they do not know the value. But we know the wine with time inside the cellar, the wine in the pot with 100 years and 200 years and 300 years, its price and value is going up. Love, the first love, the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world and he suffered and he gave his life for us. That's why our faith, they just start with the first love, and that love is so precious. And we want to maintain our first love every day, and we want to go back if our heart is really cooled down. We want to go back to the Lord. May the Lord bless our hearts.